KSA News, I'm Dave Collins. Georgia and the Carolinas are now in Idalia's crosshairs. The storm is weakened to a Category 1 hurricane. Now has Georgia, North, and South Carolina bracing heavy rains and strong winds. There are storm warnings, tornado, and flood watches in the region. The storm made landfall on Florida's Big Bend earlier this morning as a Category 3 hurricane. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor talks about the storm surge in their area.
Things aren't going to get better here in Tampa until about 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon.
FEMA and the American Red Cross are both saying they're ready to provide assistance to those affected by Hurricane Idalia. The Biden administration is also mobilizing resources and teams. The administration says it has mobilized 1,500 federal personnel, more than 540 search and rescue workers, and three disaster survivor assistant teams. Central Florida coastal and inland counties remain under a tropical storm warning. The National Weather Service is warning of 45-mile-per-hour wind gusts and a low threat of flooding. Hurricane Idalia has moved into Georgia and will reach South Carolina later today. The USA is loading more dough in Ukrainian bank accounts for support in the war against Russia.
The Biden administration announced it's sending Ukraine a ton more money in their effort to fight back at Russia's invasion. $250 million in military aid includes equipment to clear Russia's minefields that have stalled Ukraine's counteroffensive. It also includes more ammunition for air defense to counter Russia's drones and missiles. The Pentagon also sent Ukraine artillery shells and millions of rounds of small arms ammunition. I'm Lance Pry.
Strike Force 5 is an upcoming limited podcast featuring the stars of late-night television. The podcast features Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and John Oliver, and will focus on the ongoing Hollywood writer's strike. This is USA News.
Extend your life with
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Miami Mayor Francis Suarez is suspending his GOP presidential campaign. Suarez made the announcement yesterday after failing to qualify for the Republican debate last week and is the first candidate to drop out of the race for the GOP ticket. There was physical contact between lawmakers yesterday during a special legislative session in Tennessee. A special session held in Nashville was in response to the Covenant school shooting earlier this year that killed 6 people. During the session, House Speaker Cameron Sexton can be seen in footage making contact with Representative Justin Pearson. UNC shooter faced a judge and the fact he's in big trouble. John Schaefer has more.
Tai Lei Chi made his first court appearance Tuesday, where he faced a number of charges.
The suspect is facing felony charges of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm on educational property.
UNC Police Chief Brian James says Monday's deadly shooting at the school triggered a campus-wide lockdown that lasted for 3 hours. The faculty member who was killed was identified as Associate Professor Ziji Yan, who also served as Chi's academic advisor.
Delta Airlines says nearly a dozen people had to be hospitalized after a turbulent flight from Italy to Georgia. Over 150 people were on board the flight that landed Tuesday night in Atlanta, with severe weather hitting the area just as the plane was touching down. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.